God of the valleys, God of the mountain, we are come unto you this morning that every valley in our life might be exalted, that every mountain before us might be leveled, that every crooked way in our lives might be made straightened. We are come that we might receive miracle from you. Lord, this morning, let us not go back disappointed. As I speak unto your people, let me speak from your throne of grace. Let me not speak of myself. Let every self and every flesh come under the subjection of the power of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Put your hands together for the Lord. Let me start by saying happy new month of May to every one of us. As we know, like I said earlier on, number 5 symbolizes grace. This is the 5th month, and you experience the grace of God in abundance in your life this month, in the mighty name of Jesus. Today is just our prophetic Sunday. It coincides with our freshman service. And let me say that we may not finish exactly at 11 o'clock, so that you know that I tell you ahead of time, but we will not waste time. Because today is not just about preaching, it's also about reaching to the throne of grace. Because this is fresh air service and it's also a prophetic Sunday. And the theme for this fresh oil service is God of the valley and the mountains. I don't know how many of us know this song. He's the God of the valley and the God of the mountains. When things go wrong. Sabige, come on, I want us to sing that song as a prelude to what God is about to do.
He's a God of mountains.
Stand on your feet and sing that song.
And of the valley, when things go wrong, he makes them right. He's a God of the mountains and of the valleys, when things go wrong, he makes them right.
Now, the lyric is very simple. It's the God of the mountain and the God of the valley, when things go wrong, he makes them right. And that is what God will do in your life today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Is the God of the mountain and the God of the valley, when things go wrong, he makes them right. So sing it with all your heart if you believe God is about to do that now.
He's the God of mountains and the God of valleys. When things go wrong, he made them right. He's the God of the mountains and of the valleys. When things go wrong, he made them right.
The mountains and all
up your right hand and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come unto you this morning. I come before the throne of grace. I come before the throne of mercy. I dip my feet into the pool of the blood of Jesus. And I pray this morning, everything that has gone wrong in my life, this morning, you will make it right. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that has gone wrong in my family, this morning, you will make it right. You will make it right. You will make it right. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that has been going wrong in my career, you will make it right. You will make it right. You will make it right. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that has been going on in my business, in anything about my life, in my health, this morning, you make it right. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we go into this, continue this service, I will go to your word. Whatever is wrong, the life of your people, in any department of life and godness, Lord, this morning, set it right. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. You can have your seat. And we want you at your own time to read the whole of the book of 1 Kings chapter 20. Please, I want to read it, the whole book of chapter 20. But I'm going to read the whole of chapter 20 this morning because that's the basis of the scripture we're using for this prayer service. But I want us to go from verse 23 to 30. 1 Kings chapter 20. I will paraphrase what happened in the beginning as we launch into the message. 1 Kings chapter 20. Let us go to verse 23. And I will read to verse 30. 1 Kings. Let me, as we are about to project the scripture, let me say one thing about the beginning of that chapter. That there was a king of Syria called Ben-Hadad. And at a point in history, the same point in history, there was a king in Israel called Ahab. And King Ben-Hadad gathered 32 kings together. And he sent a message to King Ahab of Israel. And he told the king that now, no, he became so drunk, so power drunk, so bold, said that every of your children, every of your wife, every of your property. Okay, let me read it. Let me read verse 23. I will read the background. I don't want to give the background. They will be mine. And because the king of Israel felt so weak, so powerless, so hopeless, he just yielded the ground to the devil. Okay, you can have it. But you see, when you yield ground to the enemy, give him an inch, he wants to take a mile. The best thing is to confront the enemy and yield no ground to him. The man said, well, I give up on this. You can just, well, you can, I can concede to him this area. Let me take all that. No, enemy doesn't allow that. Say, okay, I'm now going to send all my servants. They will now come to your, they will search everywhere. Whatever is best for you, they will take for me. See, he said, I want to take your best. How can somebody come to take your best away? Everything in your life that the enemy has pilfered this morning, that I'm going to take it back unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And at that time, please project, don't take that scripture away. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it. I said 1 Kings chapter 20, sign for verse 23. I'm only giving the background to it before I jump to verse 23. So at that point in time, the word of the Lord came unto King Ahab. Say, I'm going to deliver the multitude and the host of Ben-Hadad, including 32 kings, into your hands. And so, Ahab now got confidence from the word, and I said, no, I'm not going to agree to this. And Ben-Hadad chose the battlefield. It was not Ahab that chose the battlefield. Ben-Hadad chose the battlefield. He chose the mountain. See, wherever the enemy has chosen to fight you, he will be defeated. Yeah. I say from now onward, any area that the devil has decided he has going to take as a battlefield in your life, for some people, it's the area of their finances that the enemy has chosen as the battlefield. Some people, it's the area of their family. Some people, it's their career that the enemy has chosen as the battlefield. Some people, it's a multifaceted trouble and battle. But every battlefield that the enemy has chosen in your life will be the ground of victory for you from today onward in the mighty name of Jesus. So he chose the battlefield. And because God was the Lord of hosts, he said he decided to fight them on the mountain. God came on the mountain and defeated them, and they ran away. Then they then went back. Now see, and that's what led to verse 23 here. And the servant of the king of Syria said unto him, their gods are gods of the east. Therefore, they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. Verse 24, the next verse. And do this thing, take the kings away, every man out of his place, and put captives in their rooms. Verse 25. And number thee an army, like the army that thou hast lost. See, they've lost the army, before they replace them. Horse for horse, and chariot for chariot. And we will fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be strong than they. And he hearkened unto their voice, and did so. Verse 26. And it came to pass at the return of the year, after 1 year, that Ben-Hadad numbered the Syrians and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. Verse 27. And the children of Israel were numbered and were pressed and were all present and went against them. And the children of Israel pitched. I want to look at this one. The children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of kids. But the Syrians feed the country. Can you imagine? Intimidation. The children of Israel, they pitched just like two little flocks. But the Syrians, they did what? They feed the country. Massive attack. Massive onslaught. Verse 28. And there came a man of God and spoke unto the king of Israel and said, thus said the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord, the God of the east, but is not the God of the valleys. Therefore, will I deliver this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord. And see, standing before you today is a man of God, and declaring the word of the Lord to you, that everywhere the enemy has numbered themselves and said the battle array in your life, this morning they will be defeated. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. Every area where the devil has been oppressing you, this morning receive deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, every yoke that the enemy has placed upon your shoulder, this morning, by the reason of the anointing, they are broken. In the mighty name of Jesus. That I, you know, that I am of the Lord. Now go to verse 29. Verse 29. And they pitch one over against the other 7 days. And so it was that in the seventh day the battle was joined. And the children of Israel slew of the Syrian 100,000 footmen in one single day. Those who pitch like two little flocks against the army that feed the whole country, they slew 100,000. You know what that means? In one single day. Go to the next verse, verse 30. Verse 30, please. But the rest fled to Aphek, into the city. And there, look at that. A war fell upon 27,000 of the men that were left. And Ben-Hadad fled and came to the city into an inner chamber. Kule jade. Aso yo olori buruku tile ko mo ri ko le bode. They slew 100,000 in one single day. And those of them, they thought they escaped so that they could regroup again. Wall fell on them, and 27,000 were killed by the wall. Eh? Hallelujah. 27,000, that 27,000 was slain. And their king ran and went to hid himself in shame, buried his head in shame. This morning, the enemy that fight on the mountain will put to shame. Amen. Those that confront you in the valley will put to shame. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We are talking about the mighty God, man of war, man of valor, God of war, man of war, the captain of the host of the Lord. When God fights your battle, it's not about the ammunition that you have. It's not, you may not know enough scripture. You might not have fasted for so long. But when God decides to fight your battle, he used the little that you know and that you have. And he put them to, see, the children said they were like little flocks against those that feed the entire territory. And God, if you read further, you find out that those that God used, they are people who have no knowledge about war. But just for one reason, that people might know that he is God. The reason why God will help you this month might not be because you are so upright, not because you are so complete or you are perfect, but that his name might be glorified. This month of May, the name of the Lord shall be glorified in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, when we are talking about God of the mountains and God of the valleys, let me bring it a little bit home. How many of you studied geography in secondary school, at least up to secondary school levels? At least, okay, God bless you. At least some of you that can, elementary knowledge of physical geography. When you talk about topography, it is broadly categorized into three. You have the plains. You have the mountains. At that moment, you can have the hills, the mountains, and you have the valley. Those are the three. The entire world, the topography, is classified into those three broad categories. And so even in life as Christians, You face these three things. Sometimes you're on the plane. When you're on the plane, it is a jolly ride. Things are smooth. You are smiling. You are rejoicing. You are celebrating. No stress. There is ease. But I want you to cast your mind from here, this is our church venue here, to campus. What's the percentage of the plane that you see? You find more of the valley and of the heat. Most of the world is undulating. And so, when you don't have God and you are alone, you enjoy little peace. Because the place is limited. Are you listening to me? You have more valleys and mountains than the plains. So we need most of the time to battle with the valley and then with the mountain. See, when you are talking about mountains, we are talking about things that bring stress. But when we are talking about valley, we are talking about things that bring depression. And throughout the Bible and our life, you see ups and downs. The ups and downs refer to the mountains and the valleys. But the significant thing is this: God is the God of the mountains. He's also the God of the valley. And that is our story. And that is our testimony. So when you are talking about the valley is a place of trial. It's a place of test. We are going through some trying period. You are going through the valley. You are having the valley experience. And God has warned us in the Bible that in the world we will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. See? Because he has conquered for us. So anytime you are going through a period of trial, when your faith is stretched, when you are in a place of confusion, you are going through a valley. And let me tell you, valley is a place of loneliness. It is cold out there. The weather might be hot, but it's very chilly down in the valley. It's very lonely. It's very lonesome in the valley. Not many people want to identify for a man that's in the dungeon. Like people say, success has many brothers, but failure is an orphan. It's an orphan that even the orphanage will reject. Because the orphanage are supposed to take orphans, am I right? But failure is such an orphan that even the orphanage will reject. So, are you experiencing any form of failure, loneliness in your life this morning? You are going through the valley experience. And I want you to know that you have come this morning to the God of the mountains and God of the valleys. When you are having a valley experience, it may refer to a moment of a period of heaviness. Heaviness of the spirit. You are praying, but your spirit is heavy. They are jubilating, your spirit is heavy. You are reading the Bible, but your spirit is heavy. That is a valley experience. But God, that you have come to this morning, is not only the God of the mountains, it's also the God of the valley. I like what it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. Maybe I will read it quickly. But if you can help me project it, that would be fine. Otherwise, I will read from here. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. Okay, let me read from here. Say, wherefore you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptation. Can you imagine? Sometimes you are in heaviness through manifold temptation. That is multifaceted attack. That is coordinated attack by the enemy on so many fronts. But you know what? God is the God of the valley. Is the God of the mountain. God can never be defeated. When you are going through the valley experience, it also refers to a moment of despair. When you are despair, you know, if you look at the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel, the prophet, man of God, was taken to a valley. And what did he find in that valley? Dry bones. He was in so much despair that every word of prophecy that he had disappeared. When God asked him, can this bone live again? The man was so confused. Said, God, are you not a lemon now? You want to remember? Said, God, it's you that know. There are so many situations in our life. Say, God, but why is this happening? And people ask you, say, only God knows. You cannot offer explanation. Because by logic, by reasoning, by effort, it should not be the way it is. But you can't just explain it. You find yourself in that situation. And when people look at you, they think you are the cause. There's something you have done wrong. That's what that. How about I begin that? Be a lie, mercy. That is when you are having the valley experience. But this morning, the Lord will fight your battle in the valley. We fight your battle on the mountains. In the mighty name of Jesus. So valley experience, it might be relationship conflict. It might be health crisis. It might be failure. It might be financial problem. It might be grief. Whatever it is, the Lord of the valley and the mountain will deal with them this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. So now I've talked about the valley. What about the mountain? Let me tell you something about the mountain. I've told you that it's something that brings stress. When you are facing stress, you're having confrontation, you're having stagnation, you are facing the mountains. And you know what mountains tries to do is to prey upon the destiny of people. Mountains prey on the destinies of the children of God. I don't know whether you remember Mount Horeb in the Bible. Children of Israel, they were going to the promised land. But when they came to Mount Horeb, they now started moving in circles. People who have been making progress, people who have been moving forward, they suddenly came to a mountain, and the only thing they could do was just tell me, how can they move forward if they are going in circles? They were burning effort. They were burning energy. They were sweating, but they were just moving around. Moving around. Years were going, but nothing to show. Time was ticking, but no achievement. They were counting days on the calendar, months. They counted nothing in the Department of Progress. Because the enemy was using the strength of the mountain to prey on their destiny. If you look at what the Bible says in Psalm 76, verse 5, quickly, maybe I should read from here, but it's on the screen, I will read it. Thou art more, Psalm 76, verse 5. Psalm 76, verse 5. Psalm 76, verse 5. Let me read from here. Thou art more glorious. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountain of prey. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountain of prey. What does that mean? That the mountain prey on the destiny of people. When you come to the mountain face to face, the aim is to prey on your destiny and confront you and keep you stagnant and keep you on the same spot. Mountain refer to when you are facing difficult situations. Sorry, Psalm 76, verse 4. Psalm 76, verse 4. Mountain refer to difficult situation. When it looks like a knot, a hard knot for you to crack. You do everything, you can't just move forward. The mountain stand still. And that's why the Bible say, who are thou mountain? For Zerubbabel, thou shall be, this morning, every mountain standing before you shall be moved. In the mighty name of Jesus. But I have good news for you this morning. Because God is God of the mountain, is God of valley, is a sovereign God. And he brings sovereignty to bear upon the experience of the valley and the mountain. And that good news is in the book of Psalm 95. Psalm 95, verses 4 to 5. Psalm 95. Yes, God bless you. Look at this. In his hand, we are talking about the God of the valley, mountains, and God of what? Look at that. In his hand, are what? The deep place of the heart are the valleys. Are you listening to me? The deep places of the heart are the valleys. Say, in his hand, in the hand of this God, are the deep places of the heart. And then the strength of his is what? Obatan. As we wait, Lobatan. Those of you, what's up? Lobatan. In his hand are what? The deep places of the heart. Because the deep place of the heart are in the hands of God, the hand of God will lift you out of the valley this morning. I say the hands of the Lord will lift you out of the valley this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, say unto somebody, in the hands of the God of the valley and the mountain are the deep places of the heart. And therefore this morning, the hand of the Lord will lift me out of the valley. The hand of the Lord will lead me out of the valley. The hand of the Lord will lead me out of the valley. The hand of the Lord will lead me out of the valley. In the mighty name of Jesus. I've mentioned what valley symbolizes. Whatever is it that apply to a situation, the hand of the Lord. God, the Bible said that thing in his hand, all he needs to do, just to raise his hand, and you are out of the dungeon. You are out of the woods. You are out of the valleys. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, when Jonah was cast into the belly of fish in the womb of the ocean, he was going through the deep places of the earth. It was a valley experience. Hope was lost. But then, because the deep place of the heart and the hands of the Lord lifted his hand and commanded the fish to come and meet Jonah on the ground. Why? The deep places of the heart and the hands of the Lord. And that hand of the Lord will lift you up this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. When David was holed up in the cave of Adullam, with anointing of a king, with the prestige of a champion, with the honor of a warrior, he was holed up in the cave of Adullam. He was going through the deep places of the earth. But because the deep places of the earth are in the hands of the Lord, all he just did was to lift his hand, and they brought him back to the place of destiny. This morning, that will lift you up from the valley of depression, of frustration, of confusion, of need, of sickness, of ailment, and bring you back to a place of joy and fulfillment in the mighty name of Jesus. When Joseph was in captivity in the dungeon, he was going through the deep place of the earth. This was a man that God has promised a bright future. A man that was supposed to be in the palace, they gave him a seat in the corner of the prison. That is going through deeply. How deep can you sink deeper than that? Can you sink deeper than that? But because the deep places are in the hands of the Lord, at the appointed time, time of intervention, time of visitation, the Lord stretched and took him out from where the enemy was hiding and placed him where he should be. This morning, the hand of the Lord will take you out. Where the enemy is hiding you, where the enemy is restricting you, where the enemy is keeping you, the hand of the Lord will come and take you out and put you where you ought to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 When Paul, the man with great grace, with uncommon anointing, with inspiration of a teacher, with the honor of an apostle, when he suffered shipwreck, the aim was to grant them for life and head his journey and terminate his destiny. He suffered shipwreck. At that point in time, he was going through the deep places of the earth. I don't know any department or area of your life that look as if shipwrecking. The enemy said, I'm going to shipwreck you. You are going to have this experience. I'm not going to allow you to go. I'm going to grant you. Any area where the enemy is granting you, the Lord is lifting you this morning. I say, my Lord is lifting you this morning. I say, my Lord is lifting you this morning. I say, my Lord is lifting you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Why is the God of the mountains and the God of the valley and the deep places of the heart are in his hands? And I look at that last part. The strength of the heels is what? Obati gbagbara lowo alagbara. The strength that the enemy is using. What can you imagine? Who pulled down the wall of Jericho? When the children of Israel were compassing the wall of Jericho, they were facing the strength of the hills. And all God needed to do, because that strength is his, just to withdraw it. And the moment God withdrew the strength
of the hills, the wall of Jericho fell.
Baba, lowo re lowa. Jesu, lowo re lowa. Gogo agbara lorun ati laye lowo re lowa o baba baba lowo re lowa Jesu lowo re lowa gogo agbara lorun ati laye lowo re
all God needed to do is to withdraw the strength of the east. Because the Bible said the strength of he is his also. Every power derives from God. So if the enemy tries to exert that power against you, all God needs to do is to withdraw it. So this morning, God will withdraw the strength of the mountain that is confronting you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you are stagnated, you are facing the strength of the east. You know, when the Israelites for 40 days, they were being harassed, tormented, buffeted by one champion. And they were so helpless, they couldn't do anything. They were facing the strength of the heathens. But when God arose and withdrew that strength, ordinary stone, can you imagine, brought down the champion and Goliath fell. What God simply did was just to withdraw the strength of the heathens. Whatever is standing as rock of Gibraltar against your progress, against your advancement, against your joy, this morning, the Lord will withdraw their strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 5 of Psalm 95, we are reading from verse 4 to 5. Now we read verse 5. Okay, let me read from here. The sea is east, and he made it, and his hand formed the dry ground. The sea, see, every water, the greatest reservoir of water in the world is the sea. Am I right? But the Bible says, go to verse 5. We are moving from verse 4 now. Go to verse 5. The sea is his, and he made it. Verse 5. Move away from verse 4 to verse 5. It's angry, don't worry. Now let me just continue. The Bible says the sea is his. He made it. So if any water flood that's trying to drown you cannot, when God intervenes, you know why? He made the sea. It's his. And therefore, all God, the God that has the manual, the owner's manner, all this to do, no, this is my, you cannot swallow it. You cannot swallow him. You cannot swallow her. Any sea, any flood of sorrow, of sadness, of sickness, of poverty, of failure, that's trying to drown your destiny, the Lord will dry it up. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. And the Bible says, he formed the dry ground. Have you said? His hand formed
the hand of the Lord did what? Formed the dry ground. If the enemy say, look, you are only going to labor on the hard ground, God will take water from the sea and water the ground. Because the sea is east. He formed the dry ground. So when the ground is too hard, he has the power to take water from the sea, even if there is no rain from heaven. Men may refuse to help you. People may refuse to assist you. Where you expect that intervention will come, you may experience disappointment. But God can bypass all of them. Take water from the sea and then water your ground and make the ground to be soft under your feet. This morning, every hard ground under your feet will be softened by the water from the sea provided by the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now it is time to pray. It is time to pray. I want to stand on your feet this morning. We talk about the God or the mountains, God or the valley. I don't know whether you are having you are confronting the strength of the hills. Face to face with the mountains that won't allow you to move forward. Or you are having a valley experience, getting frustrated, discontented, facing trial, manifold temptation. You are confused. This morning, in the hands of the Lord are the deep places of the earth, and the strength of his ears is his also. You are going to lift up your hand. Say, Lord, this morning, your word says, in the hands of the Lord are the deep places of the earth, and the strength of the east is east also. Lift me out of the valley and withdraw the strength of the east that is standing on my way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Turn into prayer and begin to pray on your own. Turn into anyhow you like, pray it. Anyhow you like, apply it. Anyhow you like, you think, just apply to your situation. Manska papa. Leseke posh kapalaba. Raandakus kapalaba. Rentakubas kapala. Disaka pashudalaba. Raandu kapaska. Leseke poska baba. Rente te liba. Rente keke sepo. Roto toto liba. Broko koko sopoligo. Roko koko sepa shadalaba. Rindakus kapaska. Le insa kapa. Lisa kapus kapoliba sa anda katalaba ska ibrantalaba randa kukakaka randa kukakaka shi ibaka satalaba re esuka pasa re esa kapapa re ende kuskaba jali mama sampaliba rente kika randa kubaba ska imboskopo rinda kuba ska himba rinda kapapa raanda runde kekeke randa kuskaba reende kapa raanda raandu sabalaga reinsa kapa reeya gaba sude lekeke sepo rangagaga sapaleba rangagaga sapala rakaka brakaka prokosopoliga ringa sabalaba in the mighty name of Jesus. The hand that lifted Jonah from the belly of the fish in the womb of the sea and brought him safely to harbor. You see the hand we are talking about this morning. As I don't know the situation in which you find yourself this morning, any form of danger, if I said, hand of the Lord, let the hand of the Lord lift me. Let the hand of the Lord lift me out of my situation, out of depression, out of sorrow, out of sadness. Let the hand of the Lord lift me, lift me, lift me up, lift me up. In the mighty name of Jesus. Makatalabat. Dekuska papa, sheke po papa, Raanda kutalaba, sheheka papa, raandu kaskibu, runda kapa papa, raanda kakakaka, skahiba baba, rende kakaka, raida, raanda, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus, makaska papa shepa. Lifted, I am lifted. I am lifted by the Lord. Above sin and sorrow, into the praises of the Lord. I am lifted. I am lifted. I am lifted. I am lifted by the Lord. Above sin and sorrow, into the presence of the Lord. Now begin to ask for a lifting into His presence this morning. In His presence, fullness of joy. When you are lifted from dungeon into the presence of the Lord, Bible said the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. Hey, man, skakaka, ask for a lifting. Ask for a lifting from the valley in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask for a lifting. Ask for a lifting. God of the mountains, God of the valley, to lift you up, to lift you up out of the valley, out of the valleys of life, out of the valley of life, out of the valley of depression. In the mighty name of Jesus, man, skapalaba, skepondalaba, skaibrandalaba, skebayagatalaba, raandakubaba, skepopopo, rokokoko sepopo, rakakakaka sapaliba, brakaka papapa, rapapapapapa, brakakaka sapalaba, resopo sandalaba, shibakatalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. No, some people, they are not in the valley. They are just docile on the plain. They are not on the valley. They are on the plain ground, but they are just docile. Now, even wherever you are, ask God now, you need to move high. That God will lift you to a place of eminence and preeminence. God will raise you up. You need a race. You need a lifting. Ask God that this month of May, the Lord will lift you up. The Lord will raise you high. In the mighty name of Jesus, man talaba, rente kakakaka skapa, shka imbra katalaba, ska ibaku talaba, ska ibaba kantalaba, skepuba skandalaba, rente kekeke sepo, ringa gaga skipa, raandu kansantaleba, rinda kuska pasha dalaba, ska imbaya katalaba, ska ibru kaskaba, skopo kaskaba, renti kakaka sampaleba, runda kakaka, sibaba kantalaba, rinda kuka simba, le insika papa, ska ibra katalaba, ranga kasapa, brusa igaba skandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now you are going to pray that every restriction that the enemy has given you, every area where the devil has caged you, every limitation you have put upon your life, you have come to the God of the valley and mountain and you break loose. You break loose. You move forward. You go ahead. In the mighty name of Jesus, now begin to pray. Maska, lensakapa. No more restriction, no more limitation, no more restriction, no more limitation. In the mighty name of Jesus, la honda katuli, la 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 kauraba skapa, la nsiki puskaba, skapa laba, skepoka, randuka skiba, rindi kekeke skepo, ranga guga skapa, du kusiba, rengegegege sipo, reko skupa, skahiba kaskaba, rendoko sopo, Rima sambalaba, rengo koko suba shandalaba, ima supalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now we have prayed about the valley, we want to talk about the mountains. Let us open our Bible to the book of Nahum chapter 1 verse 5. Nahum, everybody open your Bible. If they can project it for us, fine. Otherwise open it and I will read it from here. The book of Nahum chapter 1, verse 5. Book of Nahum. Nahum chapter 1, verse 5. And let me read from here. The mountains quake at what? At him. And he is what? Met. And the earth is born at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. In the presence of the Lord, mountain what? They shake. And his, they met. I want to turn into prayer that this morning, every mountain that is standing before you, you are now in the presence of the Lord. Let them quake. Let them melt. Let them quake. Let them melt like wax. Melt like wax. Melt like wax that you might move forward. No mountain will survive this service. In the mighty name of Jesus, every mountain in your life, everything standing as mountain before you, now you are the presence of the Lord. Let them quake. Let them melt like wax. I am in the presence of the Lord. Every mountain standing before me this morning. Every mountain standing before me this morning. The Bible says, the mountain quaked, and they met like wax. Yes, I declare unto you, in the name of the Lord, I come unto you with the word of the Lord, met like wax, and shake, and be removed. And let me move forward. Let me go ahead. Let me progress. Let me advance, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Rehensi kapasha dalaba, rehensu bakaska, rehenda katalaba, danku talaba, skepu laba, jagu talaba, skangalabuga, ligagagaba, bragugaba, kusakapa, gayabuka sebe, rebakuskamba, gaunra gagase, linga supaka, lenka saika, ilimasa anda, linguru muska, la anda kuda, li yagapula, manse kepula, reese kupa shadalaba, reendu sabalaba, ragagagaga, makakaka, braka talaba, resuba, baka shepa, broko koko supu, rinsada, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Let us open our Bible to Amos chapter 9, verse 13. Amos chapter 9, verse 13. Amos chapter 9. Okay, let me read from here. Amos chapter 9, verse 13. God bless you.
Behold, the days come, and the day has come now, said the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper. That's the day of acceleration. Let me tell you the difference between the plowman and the reaper. Some people are the one laboring. Some people are the one reaping. Somehow the enemy has confined so many people to the level of plowing. You just going to plow. And others are reaping. And that's what will happen in this nation. Majority are plowing. Only few people what? Are reaping. Reaping, the reaper reaps the sweat of the plower. So the enemy has confined by the powers or the valleys or the mountain to the rectality of plowing. They are not in the arena of reaping. But this morning the day has come that the plower shall overtake the reaper. You overtake your oppressor. You will overtake your taskmaster. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the treader of grapes will overtake him that sowed the seed. No, the treader of grapes, I want to can crush it. Arashena ishe nisha. But the sower of the seed is the owner. The sower will sow and then hire the trader to come and trade and give him peanuts. But the time has come that the trader of grain will overtake the sower. And he says, and the mountain what shall draw sweet wine, and all the hills shall what shall turn into prayer. I don't know how it appears to you. I don't know how it ministers to you. I don't know the understanding in the form of it. But turn this verse into prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. I leave it to you to understand. I leave it to interpret. I leave it to you to apply. Man saka paluaga. Jeri mama kantalaba. Ranga gaga gaga. Randu kakaka. La unda kaska. Leke sepoliba. Ranga gaga gaga. Sheko palaba. Randa kula. Rinso kopo. La andu kapiliba. Ska imba kutalaba. Riinda kandalaba. Skempo popo, ringa gaga gaga, randa kukaka, rinda kuskaba, rinda kanka simpolibu, ringa guskaba, enguskapa, randu kapaula, manso kopo, lensakipa luba, ski balaga shkandalaba, rinda kaka sampalaga, randa kasampaliba, rinda kasampaliga, irima sampaba, runde seke poliga, himakuska palaba. Endu kaskaba le la 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 rumanga gugaga randu kakaka ma en rumo sopo riinde keke sempo rogogogo sopo brokoko sopo lebo brokokoko sempo lebo randa katalaba randa kuskepo endu simpapa anda kusapalaba ranga supapa ragaga sapalaba ima sandalaba in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Baba lowo re luwa. Jesu lowo re luwa. Gogo hagbara lorun ati laye. Lowo re luwa baba. Baba lowo re luwa. Jesu lowo re luwa. Gogo agbara lorun ati laye lowo re lowa dide togun togun dide tija tija dide inu agbara re dide olorun mi ko wa seranwo fokan mi
dide dide togun togun.
Everybody lift your hands unto the Lord. God of the mountains, God of the valleys. The Bible says, in your hands are the deep places of the earth. And even the strength of the His is even yours. This morning, every hand that is lifted up here in this auditorium, all those who are connected online, listening online, video or audio channel, hold this hand. Lead them out of the valley. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever valley experience they are having, bring it to a end today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your hand leave these hands after the valley. In the mighty name of Jesus. And because the strength of the His belongs to you, we draw the strength of the mountains standing on their way. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Before you, mountains quake and His met like wax. Whatever is considering itself to mountain or His, before these people, confronting them, giving them strength, taking their peace of mind, my Lord and my God, let them met like wax this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let them met like wax this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, behold, the day come that the plowman shall overtake the reaper. Let these people this morning, let their lives, let our lives receive acceleration. Receive acceleration. Receive acceleration. Receive acceleration. Receive acceleration. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the physical realm, let us receive acceleration. In the marital realm, let us receive acceleration. In the financial realm, let us receive acceleration. In the academic realm, let us receive acceleration. In any area of life and godliness, let us receive acceleration. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Fight our battle for us. And let us hold our peace. And let us have victory. Fight the fat battle for us in the valley. And give us victory. Fight the battle for us on the mountains. And give us victory. Lift us up to higher grounds. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed.